Hi, I'm Olinga Bolden.
Hi, I'm Olinga's mother, Liz Dwyer.
And we're going to talk about my mom's experience with triple negative breast cancer. So, Mom, do you want to tell everybody what type of breast cancer you have and
side effects? Yeah, sure. So I was diagnosed in July with a kind of breast cancer called triple negative. And I didn't know this before I was diagnosed, but there are different kinds of breast cancer. Some of them respond to or are triggered by hormones in your body. But mine is negative for all of the different hormones. There's three different hormones that could be affected, and mine is negative for all those. So it's actually a more rare form of breast cancer, and used to be considered a death sentence because the traditional methods of treating it did not apply to triple negative cancer.
Okay. And it's a very aggressive form of cancer.
It is a very aggressive and fast-growing form of breast cancer, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. So when you first found out that you had it at the doctor's office when they first told you, like, what were some of your first thoughts?
Well, I actually first found out, I was at work and they called me. They had tested me. And they did what's called a biopsy. So they stick a needle inside of you and draw out some tissue, and then they send that tissue to a lab and test it. So my doctor called me at work, and she asked me, was I sitting down? So the minute she said that, I knew that she was going to tell me I had cancer. So I was pretty upset, and I cried, because no one wants to be told that you have cancer. It's a very scary sort of diagnosis because you don't know if you're going to die or what's going to happen or what if it's not able to be treated. And actually, I don't remember much else about what she said. I know she told me a bunch of other things, but I was so upset that I actually don't know what she said, what else she said.
Okay. So what are some of, like, the comic stereotypes of, like, being a breast cancer patient or living through life with breast cancer?
Common stereotypes, I think, are that you want everything with, like, pink bedazzled, you know, breast cancer ribbons. People want to know how you got it when actually usually you don't do anything to get breast cancer. It's just that your genes mutate differently. And with triple negative, it tends to affect women who are younger. So I don't have any of the risk factors for it. Other than they do know that it tends to impact younger African-American women. So that's my one risk factor. But it was sort of hard because people would assume that, you know, like they wanted to know what you did to get cancer so that they can make sure that they don't get cancer. But it just doesn't work that way. One in eight women nowadays will get a form of breast cancer. And so when you look at the girls in your classes right now,
mm-hmm.
Growing up, if you count off by eights and then take all the girls who, you know, were tag number eight, they're going to get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So what type of changes have you had to make, like, with your lifestyle or your thinking about having breast cancer?
I think the hardest thing is I went through chemotherapy at first, and so, you know, I was used to being able to go run 3 or 4 miles or things like that, and I wasn't able to do that. I haven't been able to do that since I started treatment in August. Other things that are just really hard for it are like certain foods start to taste bad because of the chemotherapy, and so things that I used to like to really eat, like chocolate, for example, taste really terrible. You get side effects like numbness, and since I'm a writer, I type all the time, but my fingers are really numb, and so that's very difficult because it's painful to type on my laptop sometimes. And I can't button things very easily. I drop stuff. If I want to turn the pages in a book, I have to wet my finger because I can't feel the page. So those are some of the changes.
Now, having gone through part of the treatment, how would you reflect back on your life and, like, what's been some of the biggest changes, like, family-wise?
Well, I think some of the big changes are I can't, like, do as much around the house as I used to. I get really tired. Because the chemotherapy, it it makes your what's called your white blood cells and your red blood cell counts go really, really low. So I'm really prone to sicknesses and infections and things like that. And it makes you really fatigued. So that's kind of hard not to be able to do as much around the house or that as I'd like to or really I think just being able to go out and go places. I always used to stay up really late, and I can't anymore. I fall asleep really early now. But I think just, you know, sometimes I think maybe one of the misconceptions is that folks think that if you get cancer, then all of a sudden, you know, you're, you know, doing some sort of really deep reflections about your whole life and your purpose on the planet and things like that. And that's not really the case for me. I've just been more thinking about how not to stress out about things as much. And I worked every day of my treatment. And so that hasn't changed at all. But, you know, there's not some sort of, like, grand revelation that I've had about the mysteries of life or something like that.
Right. Well, I want to thank you, Mom, for doing the interview.
Oh, you're welcome. What other questions do you have?
And if there was one more thing, if you had to tell something to other people who have just been diagnosed with breast cancer, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that you know, people will say things that, you know, they mean well when they tell you things like you're going to beat this and all of that sort of stuff. But it's not about, like when all my hair fell out, like I can't do anything about that, you know. So there's no effort I could make my hair not fall out because that's just a side effect of the chemotherapy. And if someone were to die from this, hopefully I'm not going to, but if someone were to die from this, not because they didn't fight hard enough to try to, you know, get healthy or things like that. It's not someone who has cancer's fault, you know. It's just that sometimes depending on, you know, I was lucky that even though my cancer was very aggressive, they caught it at a fairly early stage before it spread too much in my body. But if that hadn't been the case, then that's not necessarily, you know, that's not the person who has cancer. It's not their fault, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think people just, and also people will have tons of advice for you. I was really confident in my doctors, and I think that's really important to find doctors that are you're confident and you feel comfortable with and that you can trust, because you're going to have to rely on their expertise a lot. And there are some people I know who told me, you know, oh, don't do chemotherapy because it's just poison and it's the medical establishment and stuff like that. And I understand, like, if I didn't do chemotherapy, I would be dead within a year. So, like that sort of thing, I think you really just have to do your own research and independently investigate the truth.
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome. Anytime.